Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here at MetLife Stadium, where the Browns fall to the New York Jets 31-10 in the season opener. A very, very rough outing for the Cleveland Browns. Started on their first offensive possession, a 17-play drive led by Josh McCown that went 90 yards, but as he went into the end zone, he was hit, fumbled, knocked out of the game with a concussion. It was the first of five turnovers on the day for the Cleveland Browns, and you just can't win in the National Football League when you turn the ball over five times. In fact, the Browns had one takeaway of their own to Sean Gibson with an interception of Ryan Fitzpatrick, but immediately he was stripped by Brandon Marshall, setting up a Jets touchdown. They just did not get enough done offensively, and defensively they couldn't get off the field. Third down after third down was converted. Not a single sack of Ryan Fitzpatrick. They were not able to stop the run either. At the end of the day, the Jets tallied 154 yards on the ground. All in all, a disappointing effort from the Browns. There was one highlight when Johnny Manziel first came in, hit Travis Benjamin for a 54-yard touchdown down the left sideline. But from there, it was unfortunately all downhill for the Browns. They couldn't get off the field. They couldn't move the football, and you just can't turn it over five times in the NFL. We said at the beginning of this game, they need to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. They didn't have much success there. The quarterbacks were, in fact, the leading rushers for the Browns today, Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel. That's not going to get it done. And defensively, this defensive line's got to be able to stop the run. They've got to get after the quarterback. They really weren't able to do either in this game. And I think probably the most disappointing thing was the back end of this defense was victimized time and time again by Ryan Fitzpatrick and this Jets passing attack. Brandon Marshall in particular, a very strong day going one-on-one with Joe Hayden. For the Browns, it will be back to the drawing board. We won't know if Josh McCown will be available next week. Johnny Manziel, he looked good, but again, has to do a better job taking care of the football. Three turnovers of his own in this one. That'll do it for MetLife Stadium. A disappointing start to the season for the Cleveland Browns as they fall 31-10 to the New York Jets.